Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Duluth is not only a mecca for landscape photographers, it's also a home to many as well. Even with the unparalleled grandeur of Lake Superior, some local photographers seek ever greater inspiration by traveling west to the mountains, the desert, and the sea. This week, Radio Gallery speaks with Duluth photographer Brett Granson, showing his work along with Samantha Pranger in a new show called Lake Effect, opening September 6th at Washington Galleries. Brett shares how a trip to Joshua Tree inspired his recent black and white series, Sticks and Stones.
My name is Brett Granson, and I am a digital photographer.
And you have a new show going up at the Washington Gallery. Tell us about it.
I do. The show is with Sam Pranger. The collection titled Lake Effect. My portion of the show is something that I've been working on for the past 4 months. The idea started when I was out in California photographing in the Joshua Tree National Park. The premise of the show is basically dead wood that is still full of life. My title for my series is called Sticks and Stones. I tried to emphasize light as one of my primary objectives in my series here. With digital photography, everything is captured in color. There is, you can shoot in black and white on a digital camera, but unfortunately it locks you in with the camera's settings that they would like to process the photo with. I work with RAW files only, which is the largest, most undestructive way to process a digital file. So everything is in color originally. I really concentrated a lot on trying to progress my black and white photography skills. With digital, it is a whole different realm than film because you don't have an option to see color. So figuring out what colors work well next to each other when they're converted into black and white is kind of interesting in itself. Shooting primarily at sunrise and sunset for the last couple of years, sometimes those particular colors don't really go well into a black and white photo. So finding the right light and the right colors can be very tricky. I've said this many times to myself when I see a scene that looks gorgeous and I don't have my camera with me or I'm not able to capture it. There's a lot of times where you see something really beautiful, but it doesn't always translate into a good photograph.
You've really been allowed a lot of time out in nature. And as you say, at sunrise and sunset, talk about the influence of those experiences and the commitment to doing that.
I feel like I've been creating images in my head for as long as I can remember, but I've only had a camera in my hand for a couple of years. Like I said, I had spent the last 4 months starting in late April working on this project. And once I narrowed it down to what I actually wanted to shoot, I literally spent my entire summer photographing exclusively down on Minnesota Point here. It's a very time-consuming project because I felt like I needed to shoot as much as possible because different scenarios present different opportunities, and trying to find the time to make it down there when the light is right and the waves are crashing in and everything comes together, it can be very difficult. There was many, many, many nights where I spent down there just walking for, a good couple of hours and never finding anything that I found interesting. So, there was a pretty long period of time over the course of the summer where pretty much all my free time away from work was dedicated to this project. So I'm actually kind of excited to see it up on the wall and finished.
Lake Effect is the latest collaboration between local landscape photographers Brett Granson and Samantha Pranger of Duluth. The opening reception for Lake Effect happens Friday, September 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Washington Galleries on Lake Avenue in Duluth. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, Liz Peterson, with music by Willie Murphy and support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.